Hello, everybody. Good to see a bunch of you yesterday at our joint meeting with Professor Pete Giesen's class. I particularly appreciated the display of pets towards the end. Definitely an advantage of online class meetings. We don't get this in our regular classroom. In today's message, I wanted to say a few words about our online debate on the writ of certiorari. I see that people are still posting, and that's great. Please continue the conversation, since I don't think all have argued the issues out. Excellent back-and-forth arguments. I really enjoyed them. Shout out to Team Ginsburg in particular, that I thought really had nice general arguments, but I get to this in a moment. But the other teams did a great job, too. I appreciate particularly when it goes back and forth. Okay, some of the arguments were really focused on what's called the decision of the merits. And that's the decision that the court makes once it grants cert. Basically, that's the question, should Paulowski win and be released, actually, to house arrest? Right? Some of you who thought so used this point to argue for cert, and some of you who thought he should not get released argued against cert. I believe that these considerations actually, in reality, play into whether justices vote for cert or against, but particularly for cert. Remember the defensive denial argument from my little lectures. Why would somebody grant cert if they agree with the lower court? Right? They could just deny cert and the lower court decision stays. But those are not necessarily the legal arguments that lawyers will make when they ask for cert. Right? They say, first let's argue whether this is a cert-worthy case, and then let's argue whether Paulowski should win or whether he should lose. All right, so those more neutral arguments about whether a case is cert-worthy may raise the question of whether important legal questions are involved. Right, so an example could be, does a prison environment that poses health risks constitute cruel and unusual punishment or not? That's an important legal question. Or those lawyers may argue that the case is important in a variety of other ways, for society, for example, in the current situation. Right, so questions about the importance of the case, particularly if there is no lower court conflict. That's different from the question whether or not Paulowski should win. Now, it's okay to make both types of arguments in the debate, and that's great, because we encounter and discuss both of them. But I want you to be able to distinguish the two. All right. So, here's a question about how important the case is. One argument against importance is obviously that it's only one guy who was really corrupt and who cares. Right, the case is about Paulowski. But a counter-argument, I think, that I also saw on the discussion board, is that while the case is about Paulowski's situation, it'll constitute a precedent once the Supreme Court makes a decision. And that precedent then has an impact on other prisoners who may ask to be released into house arrest or other alternative punishments if they're in a similar situation. So this means that this individual case could serve as a means for the Supreme Court to make broader policy decisions. And then the question is, are those broader policy and legal decisions important in the current situation? So here's a side note that's also important here. Just a real tiny side note. The case is a federal case, right? Paulowski was convicted in federal court under federal law. The state of Pennsylvania, therefore, has no role to play in this case. And this means, well, you know, the state of Pennsylvania could be involved with an amicus curiae brief or something like this, but otherwise it cannot interfere in the case. So the governor of Pennsylvania could not pardon Paulowski, only the president, and the Pennsylvania courts are not involved. So it's kind of interesting, right, to see that the different levels of the courts really matter here. All right, we'll continue our discussion about explaining Supreme Court decisions next week. So we'll move on to the stage of the merits that I mentioned before, and we look at, you know, why this, does the Supreme Court make certain decisions and not others, connected to the three longer lectures that I posted on Monday or Sunday. I don't remember when I posted them. And then after that, we look into judicial appointments. This will be next week. Please do read the text that I posted on Canvas in preparation of yesterday's class on for Wednesday. They're short and interesting and explain how different states select their judges. All right, stay well and stay tuned for more.